there was a difference between what Clinton was offering and what Arafat said in percentage. You know, I saw this with the map that showed Israeli security corridor near Lebanon, and it was pretty much divided up, and it looked like, you know.
Well, we never presented that.
What was the percentage that you actually were offering, and what did Arafat say? What did Arafat claim?
He claimed less than 9.
And what else was?
I outlined 97%. He said less than 9. We not only said 97%. We said it had to be governed by contiguity. We said we're not going to present a map because we want the two of you to work out the map. But the principle that has to guide it is two things: contiguity and making sure that when it comes to some annexation for the Israelis, the absolute minimum of Palestinians are affected by it. There have been maps that the Palestinians put out that showed 4 different blocks. Mm. That wasn't our map. We never presented that.
Do you think Abu Mazen will survive trying to take away the weapons? It just seems that he's not in a position of having enough power to do that with the violence that goes on.
Well, in Gaza he has the power. In the West Bank today he doesn't. He has to build it step by step. You can't ask him to do it all at once. He can't do it all at once.
But Hamas and Hezbollah aren't going to
Hamas will have to decide. In the past, every time there was a real confrontation, they would back down. This time they may not back down. This time they may feel stronger. But in Gaza, they won't win. In the West Bank, it's a much murkier situation, not because they're so strong in the West Bank, but because basically there isn't any real Palestinian authority in the West Bank in any meaningful way. At least not when it comes to security.
Thanks.
You're welcome.